The Immigration Health Advisory Group, the body set up 7 years ago to provide the federal government with independent advice on the health and mental health needs of asylum seekers and new immigrants, has been disbanded. The ABC understands the Immigration Department will now get its advice from an Australian Defence Force medical expert, Dr. Paul Alexander, who was the chairman of the now-defunct advisory group. Critics of the move say Dr. Alexander does not have a specialist background in mental health. Lucy Carter reports.
Professor Louise Newman, a current member and former chair of the Immigration Health Advisory Group, says she was blindsided by the news.
The group was informed on Friday that it has actually been disbanded, which of course is a issue of grave concern to the medical and health professionals. We're certainly concerned that there's currently no formal independent process of reviewing or oversight of the situation within detention.
Do you have any idea why the group was disbanded?
No, we've only received the letter on Friday. We'll certainly be seeking clarification as to what might happen in terms of government receiving professional advice.
IHAG was formed in 2006 after recommendations made in the Palmer and Comrie inquiries. Those inquiries examined immigration detention and mental health services in the wake of the botched handling of the cases of Vivian Alvarez and Cornelia Rao. Professor Newman says the group consists of expert medical professionals, psychiatrists, psychologists and GPs, as well as advocates and officials.
I think it's extremely concerning when we have the major people within the health and mental health professions who are experts in this area being, in a sense, advised that our advice is not perhaps necessary or needed at the moment.
Adjunct Associate Professor Amanda Gordon, the Australian Psychological Society's representative to IHAG, says the government appears to have been planning for some time to disband the group.
We have had meetings cancelled during the year, and the subgroups were actually, where we did the work, were actually disbanded a couple of months ago without any consultation with the membership. But very disappointed because we believe that the government is desperately in need of independent expert advice.
She says in the letter of termination IHAG members received, the government outlined its plans for the future.
The government has advised us that they are setting up an independent expert panel, and at the moment they've told us that it is Dr. Paul Alexander, who was the government-appointed chair of IHAG for 2013, who is going to be heading this panel. I guess I'm concerned that Dr. Alexander doesn't have a background in mental health, and his background is armed forces, which seems to be the way that the government is going in terms of the way they're looking at the deployment of needs around immigration.
The opposition's immigration spokesman, Richard Miles, says the abolition of IHAG is a concerning development.
We've just had a report from Amnesty, which is obviously very concerning about the state of affairs at Manus. This is an inopportune time to disband the Detention Health Advisory Group. This is one of the mechanisms by which governments can ensure that appropriate standards are maintained.
AM contacted the Federal Immigration and Health Ministers, as well as the Department of Immigration. However, none of our calls were returned.
Lucy Carter reporting. This morning, the Immigration Minister's office provided a written response saying the Immigration Health Advisory Group existed to provide advice to the Secretary and the Department as required and was not a ministerial body. The statement went on to say the large membership of the group made it increasingly challenging to provide balanced, consistent and timely advice in a fast-moving policy and operational environment. IHAG, it said, was being disbanded and replaced by an independent health advisor who will be able to draw on other specialist, professional and clinical advice as and when required to respond to the particular issue under consideration. The Minister's office says Dr. Paul Alexander, who is the current chair of IHAG and who has an eminent medical background in the Australian Defence Force in clinical executive posts and in private practice, commercial and not-for-profit organisations, has agreed to undertake the new role.